truth, but bada 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 bada. You keep saying that you'll never get burned, but bada 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 bada. I've just got me a brand new box of matches. Oh, that is something I'm gonna learn. Oh, these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
My name is Christiana Saiti Lowa. I come from the northern part of Kenya, from a small-scale fishery community. And I'm here in solidarity with all the grassroots movements to highlight the issue and plight and struggles and solutions of small-scale fishermen and small-scale producers. Yeah.
And how do you feel about the state of the negotiations?
The negotiations will continue and continue. They'll never give us answers. So the government should borrow from the grassroots communities, because they already have solutions that they are using to, like, for example, my community, they use their traditional knowledge and governance to deal with situations, climate situations, and those are the real solutions that they are using. So the governments must borrow from the people, because all the people from different parts of the world have solutions to the adverse impacts and negative of climate change, depending on their realities and situations. They do have. The governments have continued there over 20 years talking, arguing, and they are not coming up with anything, because they don't have the commitment to do that.
This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
And why are you here in Paris today?
Because we want to change the things about the climate, and we want to make a statement that people matter. So that's why we want to be here.
Where are you from?
I'm French. I'm from Paris.
What would you like to see come out of this climate conference?
To be honest, I'm not expecting anything from big companies and governments. If I want to be extreme, I want to say we should do the revolution, an eco-socialist revolution, and the change is going to come by the people and for the people, and not with, you know, this kind of government that is ruling our countries.
And considering the French state of emergency right now, how do you think that has impacted legitimate dissent and protests in Paris?
It's horrible. Like, the government is using, you know, the fear that is, of course, we're all been scared and shocked with what happened, and they're using this to make us stop demonstrating, you know, having a political activity. The crazy thing is, like, they're saying it's for our security, but, you know, Christmas markets, big, you know, like Lafayette galleries and stuff, they're still open. You know, like the stadium with the live performance of Johnny Hallyday is still open, but demonstrations are forbidden. So this is clearly a will of the government to, you know, ban any kind of contestation to anything to their system, to their, you know, big party, and they think that they're going to change the system, and they think they're going to do something good for the climate with, like, PowerPoints and, you know, little cakes. We don't believe in it.
Why are you dressed as angels?
We are from Australia. We are mothers and great-grandmothers, young women. And we use angel imagery to evoke meanings of custodianship of the earth, protection, particularly of children. And also angels portend the danger that humans might not be aware that they're in. So we're using that imagery to hopefully cut through all the rhetoric and the denial, and also the fact that people haven't really connected to the science sufficiently, to hopefully cut through that and go to people's hearts and emotions.
Can I get your name?
My name's Liz Connor, L-I-Z-C-O-N-O-R, and I'm an academic at La Trobe University, and each of us angels has, you know, different lives, obviously. I have two teenage daughters, and I'm here for them and for the next generation.
And what's the name of this book?
Climax, climacts.org.au.
Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup.
Human beings do not have a future on this planet unless we really take care of Mother Earth.
These boots are made. for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
If I ask you why you're out here in this polar bear outfit today?
Yeah, of course you can. We are here with an artist from Denmark, Jens Galtjørt, and we have made a piece of art, a polar bear spiked by a CO2 curve. It's at the City University right now, and we are out here to promote for our art, of course, and to be a part of this, because we think this is the most important place to be right now.
I'm a grandmother, a great-grandmother, Ponca Abadi, Oklahoma. I'm a Ponca woman, a mother, a sister, a companion, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. And I come here with a symbol of hope for the future. I'm telling you that in my area of northern Oklahoma, that ConocoPhillips is killing us. We're suffering from environmental genocide. Our babies sometimes aren't making it to birth. The fracking has created a situation where we are now the earthquake capital of the world. In Oklahoma, we've had 5,000 earthquakes this year. The largest man-made earthquake of 5.6 happened in Oklahoma. My relatives are dying at a rate of one a week since 2005 in a community of 800 people. We come here with a blessing for Paris. We know what happened on November the 13th. And I can tell you that we indigenous people know how that feels. To have someone kill the innocent ones. To have someone not care about life itself. We're here to say the air is not for sale. No more carbon trading. We're here to say the water has a life of her own. She is not to be defiled. We're here to say that the fire is sacred that came from the Father, Son. We're here to say our mother, the earth, is sacred. It is she who sustains us. And for those who come, for the future generations, we offer this symbol of what is to be with the buffalo, with the thunder nation, with the Father, Son, the moon mother, the rain, the cord, and the sacred pipe to guide us to Wakanda. And to the people of Paris, we offer this symbol in memory of lives lost. And we thank you for hosting us on this sacred day. We've done.
Hey!